Welcome to the Inside Look at Legal podcast, a podcast by lawyers and experienced litigators, bringing you an inside look at today's legal practices. Hosted by Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more about the firm at www.arkattorneys.com. And now, let's begin today's Inside Look at Legal.
Welcome to this week's Inside Look at Legal. I'm your host, Sean Keith. I've got with me Seth White in our office. Seth is head of our car wreck division. He works with me on a daily basis on our clients' car wreck cases. Seth, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in. I wanted to bring you in today to talk a little bit about insurance companies, because the one question in practicing law for 25 years, and specifically because of what we do, we've probably got almost 70 clients right now who were injured in car wrecks. I often get the question from friends, family, clients, what insurance, I just got it 2 days ago, what insurance company should I use? And we do battle with all of them, so I think we do have some particular insights. What do you tell folks when they're looking at insurance companies and looking to get car insurance? What do you tell them to look at?
Yeah, so I get that question just like you all the time, because that's all I do. I used to work for a firm that was exclusively defending insurance companies, and now my practice, and has been for the majority of my career now, on the other side dealing with insurance companies. So my job is essentially insurance stuff. A general rule of thumb that I just tell people, and kind of goes with the topic we're getting into today, is usually the better the commercial, the worse the company.
That's a great, great line. Yeah.
And so the reason that is, and something we want to talk about today,
and is, maybe the more national at times.
Yeah.
National, yeah, versus local. Or when I say local, I really mean state, you know, regional.
Right. So it helps, you know, because everybody's like, well, I'm going to call my agent. Well, unfortunately, the agent, he's just a sales guy.
Right.
You know, and people like their agent, and, you know, they do a lot of good work. And
right. Love our agents. Right.
But they're not the ultimate decision maker. It's the claims department or a claims adjuster.
Right.
In some companies, with the more national ones, with
right,
the better commercials.
Right.
If I have a client and I call them in, I might be negotiating with somebody from Buffalo, New York.
Right. It's happened.
Absolutely. Buffalo, Brooklyn, Atlanta,
Colorado.
Greeley, Colorado.
Right.
You know, and so they have no basis. They've never even been to Arkansas.
Right.
You know, if I'm talking to the people who are listening, if I describe, you know, Interstate 49, there's kind of a base layer of knowledge.
Right.
Just for them, they have no, they've never been here. They don't know.
They don't know Benton County. They don't know Washington County. They don't know Rogers or Fayetteville, Springdale, Salem Springs. You know, if you, any of those, they really don't have the knowledge base. Yeah.
Right. And so there are some companies that do have local adjusters.
And let me stop you here by saying, what I always tell people is, look, the way I look at it, we do battle with all insurance companies. And when somebody comes to hire me, I always say this, and at first, you know, they kind of give me that quizzical look, but my job is to protect my client. And my client is you. My job is not to protect the other side's insurance company, your insurance company, your health insurance company. My job is to protect you. And sometimes that means doing battle with all three of those, or negotiating with all three of those. So, but what I tell people is, we fight all of them, and I don't necessarily gauge how they treat third parties. Or, you know, if I get in a wreck and I'm making a claim against someone else's insurance company, I don't judge insurance companies for the most part based on how they treat others. I judge them based on how they treat their own insureds. I think all of them, to a certain extent, I give a pass. We're going to treat others poorly, perhaps.
Yeah.
Some do. And again, it goes back to what you're talking about, local, less commercialized, those kind of things. They do are more fair to not only their own insureds, but to other people that have been injured. I do think they are, but the way I evaluate is how do you treat your own insureds, your own customers?
Yeah, and I think what you're getting at, and I don't even know if it's necessarily, oh, well, they care about the other people, not their insureds. It's that relationship still goes back to how they're treating their own people.
That's right.
And what we're talking about is there's generally two different types of insurance company organizations.
And we're talking about car insurance companies.
Car insurance.
Right.
There's mutual insurance, and then there's stockholder insurance.
Okay.
They're two separate, you know, distinct things.
Can you explain those to the listeners?
The first mutual insurance policy was set up by Benjamin Franklin, believe it or not.
That's amazing.
And the way, in his wisdom, he's a very wise guy for history, was the people that buy policies are putting their money into the company. They actually get to vote on issues. Their money is in the company as policyholders. The stock-based insurance structure is different than that. You can be a policyholder and be paying premiums and not have any stock interest or say in the company. But in contrast, you could have stock and have no policy whatsoever with that company and just be worried about the monetary return.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to ask you. Why do people think that the mutual are better to their customers than a shareholder company? What's the belief?
So speaking generally, mutual insurance companies are more likely to take a conservative, less riskier, long-term perspective on how they're handling their claims because they're more concerned about taking care of the people who put money in the company as opposed to short-term monetary return. Whereas if you're a stock company, if you're not making any money for your stockholders, there's going to be some pressure. So the concerns are different for them.
So as a result of that, you feel like that they treat their customers different or the other people on their side. I mean, I guess getting back to that conversation we were having before, what if you're treating other drivers, even they're not your policyholders, you're treating other people poorly, that's just kind of part of your organizational structure, and that's going to bleed over into how you treat your own customers.
Yeah, and so I think it just kind of, you know, if we could water it down a bit, the best way to look at it is a mutual company starts as a group of people pooling their money together to kind of insure each other and kind of keep everything equal. The other side is it's more let's grow this into a big company and make money.
For shareholders,
yeah.
Right. Now, again, when people call me or say, hey, what should I look at for insurance, you know, what the first thing I say is don't necessarily go with the cheapest. It's one of those purchases that it's so easy to do. And I've seen it. I've dealt with it in my practice where somebody just went online, clicked a button, got the most basic coverage, which in Arkansas is $25,000. They might have been worth, you know, $250,000 to $500,000 in assets. They clicked the $25,000 number. They deny coverage for MedPay. They deny coverage for underinsured. They deny coverage for uninsured. And then they get in a major collision where either they're injured and they don't have underinsured or uninsured available, or they're exposed financially. I've taken tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, from people's assets when they went and just clicked on or just blindly kind of took the most cheapest insurance they could buy. And so that's a lesson I think that our listeners need to know. If I understand we always want to get the cheap. I'm a shopper. I'm a bargain shopper like the rest of us. But when it comes to insurance, number one, are they a mutual company? Are you looking at whose interest do they have? And number two, don't just go with the lowest.
Yeah, and I think my wife, she's an incredible bargain shopper, but you're looking for a bargain. You're not looking for the cheapest thing you get. I mean, the analogy I always use, people, is food. You know, if I did the Walmart pickup, I say, I want you to make the cheapest possible sandwich you can make.
Right.
The cheapest cheese you can find, the cheapest bread you can find. And then people will be confused when they get imitation cheese and stale bread.
Right.
And that's what they're eating. But, I mean, a lot of times you get what you pay for.
So we advise people to look and to investigate and do a little bit of research. And the other thing is, there's a lot of wonderful agents out there, and they do care for their customers very much. But there's, number one, your loyalty should not be to a company or an agent. They prey upon that. I've seen those commercials where, well, my dad was with, you know, this insurance company for 30 years, and, you know, so then that's where I went. You know, well, your dad may have not ever needed them, or maybe he did, and they did well at that point, but you need to evaluate on your own and not blindly just trust what insurance company you're taking. So I think those are points that, you know, people should consider when trying to determine which, you know, car insurance should I take, who's going to be in my corner. Sometimes the agents can help. I like having an agent. I have an agent. Sometimes they can help. You can call the agent. I mean, when my son turned 16, I took my son into the agent. He sat down with him. He said, here's how much, you know, you're going to pay. Now, if you get a ticket, you know, and it goes up, or you get in a wreck, this is the difference. And it was a real great experience for Patrick to go through. And I think it's kind of paid off, frankly. So it's great to have an agent. So I like having an agent, but that can't be the only factor that you look at.
Right.
Is there anything else you would advise our listeners?
No, I think we've discussed it, but the main thing, like anything else, you know, do your research and don't just take what's given to you.
Right, and this is the one situation. I mean, health insurance, generally you get what your employer offers you, or you get Medicaid, or you get Medicare, you know, you get, but in car insurance, you know, you get to make a choice. So thanks, Seth. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Inside Look at Legal with your hosts, Keith, Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more at www.arkattorneys.com.